everybody out there. We are in here. You are out there. We are Thump Local.
We are Thump Local. Good evening. I was going to say good afternoon. It's been a long day.
We are untangling the web of digital marketing and offering you other valuable business insights, as we tend to do Sunday night at 9:30, as it is right now. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much for joining us here tonight. I am lucky enough to be joined in studio by none other than the RH Factor, Rich Healy. Oh, hi, Bar Guy's out there drawing a lot of attention from the crowd. The
chicks love him.
So, yes, this is Rich Healy, RH. Welcome, sir.
What's up?
And the man that needs no introduction. And also Andrew Weber's here.
I thought it was
Ronald Wilpon, Andrew Weber.
Good to be here tonight.
Army training, sir.
Welcome. Reporting for duty.
And, of course, the man.
The man. Crash. Crash, you don't have a sound effect for you? There we go. All right.
That's
we
like
just created one. A thump. Wow. Yeah, that's perfect.
That wasn't a crash.
Very apropos. Yes, we are. High Bar Guy's in the studio here tonight, and he's getting a lot of attention. People are coming by, saying hi, taking pictures.
Girls are attracted to him.
Oh, my God.
I think it's mainly because of the shirt.
Well, that's a big part of it. And his attitude. I mean, he's just oozing.
He plays hard to get. He's very quiet.
Yes.
Oozing sex appeal.
Yeah, exactly. All those things. So, of course, he loves High Bar shirts, as do we. We love I'm wearing a High Bar shirt right now.
And ditto.
If you're out there and you're looking for a quality men's dress shirt that really feels great on, fits perfectly because it's made to your body, and if you're interested in it being made in the USA and being affordable, well, you should check out High Bar shirt. Go to highbarshirt.com. And I'll give you a promo code. Get ready. You'll save 15% off at checkout. It's
easy trigger.
HBTH15. Now that we have your attention, HBTH15 at highbarshirt.com. Go get your shirts tonight. Don't waste any time. You're on your phone anyway. You might as well go over to highbarshirt.com. Do something productive, you know, besides listening to the show, of course. But, yeah, we have a lot to talk about tonight, digital marketing-wise. We are going to get into some horror stories. We're going to get into some reviews. We are going to get into – I think we could jump right into automation and the fact that we are living in an automated world, and there is many tools out there that can pretty much help us do our jobs for our customers – on autopilot, so to speak, the building, the managing, the maintenance. But we do have one thing we like to call experience. And our experience tells us that when you leave something strictly to just automation and you don't have an experienced human behind the scenes offering up common sense and different things that really make a campaign either succeed or fail, you really are setting your client up for probably wasted budget and a failed campaign. So, you know, we take a lot of pride in doing some of the things that we have to do to make the campaigns work aside from the automation. We'll use tools to help us along the way, but we never take our eyes off the fact that somebody who knows the nuances of businesses out there and can actually, you know, build and manage a campaign and maybe see things that an automated system might potentially overlook, that's worth its weight in gold for us and for our clients. So,
yeah, that's a great point, Derek. One thing we've noticed over the past 4 or 5 years, especially recently, is that automation is becoming a much greater tool for a lot of digital marketing agencies out there. And if you are doing a Google AdWords campaign with a company, it's most likely that there's automation involved as well. And it's not a bad thing, but this is the rub with automation, and you need to speak with your consultant about this. So what makes Thump Local unique and really very special in this field is that the guys here at Thump Local, we've been in this industry for, you know, 20 years. I've been doing this, you know, for 15, 20 years. Ron, Rich, Derek, Elliot, the whole crew, Rich Callis, Sandy, many others that work at our firm have literally decades worth of experience. So, you know, we know what type of nuances and what is most meaningful to our clients that a young kid probably wouldn't know. You know, if you're 23 or 24 years old, are you going to know, you know, the nuances of, you know, plumbing companies or dentists? You might know the generalities.
Because we're going to teach you.
Well, we're going to teach you, but the truth is, the truth is, you know, you need a guy who's going to be there to set everything up properly.
Well, you could use a man or a woman.
Who understands your business.
Sure.
And once you set it up, you need to monitor that and make sure that the automation is done correctly, if you even use automation. We barely use it. I mean, we set it up ourselves. We create the ads ourselves. We put the keywords in ourselves. We do all these things to make sure that each campaign is specifically customized to your, you know, to your end game. So at Thump Local, you know, again, you're talking about a well-oiled machine as far as building these campaigns, knowing what to look for, getting you the phone calls, the results, and the service that you deserve. So, you know, it's no mistake that we have a retention rate of over 90%.
Yeah, I've seen firsthand other companies that used automation to successfully flush a client's money straight down the toilet. I mean, I've literally seen it. And some of these other client companies too, not that we're perfect, but we try to learn from the good and the bad that's out there and make it a good experience for our clients. But I've also seen where, you know, they use automation to flush the money down the toilet, but then they use these really complex and kind of convoluted reporting where it's really way more information than is needed, and it's showcased in a way that's it's really confusing for the client to even understand what they're getting or what they're not getting. And you know, we also take pride in our reporting. We have Thump Reports, which really drags in the data from all the different types of digital marketing that you're doing, whether it's Google Analytics, Google Webmaster Tools, Facebook Insights, Facebook Ads. It could be Twitter, YouTube, your phone calls, your Google My Business listing, your Google AdWords, your email marketing statistics, all this, everything you could pretty much think of into one place in a really easy to look at and read way. You could dive deeper into your analytics and go crazy, but we showcase the stuff that you kind of probably need and want to look at in a way that's easy for you to digest.
Yeah, some of these reporting docs that I've seen from other companies look like it's from NASA. You know, the space company, or, you know, it just...
Did you just say the space company?
The space company. That's right.
You know those space, you know, guys.
The space company.
You own the space company.
Well, you know, you're getting the point. It's just way overkill. It's just way too much information. And you confuse the client. You may think it looks good. What we do is we break
a translator to figure
these things out. Yeah, we break things down, everything, so you understand it. It's our job here to translate everything so you can understand it, and we can actually, you know, make a lot of money with the information that we give to you, and we can build on it as well. So
most clients don't care about impressions. You know, what is an impression if you're out there listening and you're kind of new to the digital marketing stuff? Basically, your ad came up on the screen somewhere. Could have been on the bottom right, could have been on the bottom left, could have been somewhere you were scrolling past, and ding, you got an impression. So some marketing companies, they want to show you, look, you're doing great out there. You got 50,000 impressions, and you're looking at your phone, and you're looking at your email, and there's no phone calls coming in. There's no email contact forms coming in. But you got all these impressions, and then you go and try to pay your rent with your impressions, and your landlord tells you, you know what, we don't take impressions here. So, you know, beware that, you know, you're really interested in growing your online presence and, you know, growing your real results that, you know, ultimately results in customers and not just a whole bunch of impressions, meaning your ad was on a screen that somebody might have seen at some point or whatever. So just keep that in mind.
What's most important are targeted clicks that convert into customer actions, whether that's a phone call, a form fill, or taking you to another relevant listing, and then someone can call you as well. A lot of these AdWords that we do, we find many people will go on the paid ad, and then if they don't call you, they'll bounce off and they'll go to maybe your Google My Business listing to do some more research, or maybe they'll go to your review pages and see what people are writing about you. So it's not just a one-stop shop. It's really going to different ads, and different placements on Google or Facebook, and people will cross-reference this listing. So we wanted to, bring that to your attention as well.
You know, you've been hearing a lot from Derek and Andrew, and we have the great Ron Wilpon and the RH Factor in studio. So let's get them to weigh in on what's going on around here.
How is it that he got the better chair tonight?
Who? Andrew?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting in this piece of – I'm sitting in a chair that – my grandmother had this chair like about 80 years ago.
Didn't you get up to use the bathroom before?
I don't know, but I'm looking at this. Look at the chair that he has.
Oh, okay.
With the back, and he's got like the lumbar support. I can't even cross my legs. He's relaxed.
He looks really comfortable over there. He's got a big smile on his
chair
face.
That he's wearing? It's just, I don't know. Nassau, that space company.
Nassau County?
Hold on a second. We went from NASA, the space company, to Nassau, the space company.
NASA.
NASA. Maybe it's Nassau.
What are we talking about tonight?
I think we're talking about outer space here on the Thump Local Show.
It's a little warm in here.
You know what? It's topical. Guys, I'm going to let you guys off the hook right now, because if we like to talk about what happened, should we talk about what happened? On this October 14th?
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Ready? I'm going to save you guys right now. So in, October 14th, 2012... we had Felix Baumgartner, who flew in a hot air balloon into the stratosphere from, I guess, the edge of outer space into planet Earth.
Wow.
See?
Felix
Baumgartner successfully jumped to Earth from a helium balloon in the stratosphere in the Red Bull Stratos project. So,
I'm really not impressed.
Really?
Yeah.
Boring.
Wow.
Thank you.
So, have you ever been in a hot air balloon in
Absolutely.
Outer space?
No, not in outer space.
Yeah, NASA took Does that up. NASA company take you up to space in the balloon?
He went over to NASA. And he just, no. But, I mean, so that was kind of topical that you guys were talking about NASA and outer space.
When you say topical, I'm thinking of, like, some type of cream I'm rubbing on myself.
I was thinking October 14th.
That's, between you and... your therapist.
What's it, October 14th? I don't know. Is it your birthday?
Yes. Yes, it is.
We should be saying, do we have a happy birthday there, Crash?
You guys aren't going to sing your
Let's
own.
Let's sing happy birthday to him.
Melodious.
Okay. Happy
birthday. Happy birthday.
It's party time.
It's your birthday. Local. What are you like? 25?
25, you guys guessed it. Thank you. 25, I'll take it.
I didn't want to bring it up when you said what happened today in on July. What's today's date? August?
October
14th?
Yeah. A star was born October 14th.
That's why you said that.
That's why I said that.
Oh, because I was thinking about the movie, which everybody should go see, because I've seen it twice. And it's an unbelievable movie. Just saying. But happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hope you had a great day.
Fantastic.
Shouldn't be here right now. You should have stayed home.
This is, this is an enjoyable place to spend my birthday.
All right, we'll have to go out and get him a drink later.
Who else do you want to spend your birthday with besides High Bar Guy? Yeah,
Howard.
Exactly.
Jinx.
You knew where I was going with that.
Yeah, I did.
I can't fool you, Mr. Wilpon.
All right, so anyway,
do you guys want to weigh in about, digital marketing? We're talking automation, reporting. The fact that we use human brains to craft things to do to perform better out there? Anything in this? We could talk about Chinese acrobats.
I was thinking, are we talking about the whole thing with Google Plus? Google hates to announce that they failed on something.
Oh, what an announcement this week, right?
What's that?
Well, Google Plus is shutting down.
Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, we knew about that for a while. It was all
they had like a security breach in like March, and they're just letting everybody know now.
No, but nobody's used it for all these years. I find
it's
it
folding
amazing.
Into
well,
GMB.
I mean, it's got hundreds of thousands of people that just got breached. Somebody must be using it.
I don't know if anybody's using it. I just love to see websites, older websites that have Google Plus social links on there.
Yeah.
And when nobody's really using it.
Don't go to anywhere.
Yeah, just... So those of you people that have Google Plus, hopefully you can replace that in your social kit of stuff that you do and go where everybody else is going, like Insta and Facebook and LinkedIn and such.
The thing that you should really focus on is what we've been talking about with our clients and doing for our clients is to Google My Business.
GMB pages.
Yeah, that's where everything's going. It's your most important listing online. You can post from that. As a business, you can obviously get more reviews. You can build it out. You can make sure your links are set up, your hours, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, for some time, I mean, you know, we've been focusing our attentions on the Google My Business rather than the
We focus our attention where people's eyes are. Until the federal government breaks Google up, we have to do everything that Google wants us to do to be relevant online.
Are you starting rumors here?
I'm just saying one day I wouldn't
this.
Surprise me if, you know, even in, with our government now that's, you know, anti-regulation to some degree, when you think about it, I mean, that company really has a hold over everybody online. And I think it's not natural for us to allow that to continue for so long.
Well, I don't weigh in on matters such as these, but I will say, I mean, they've created and they continue to create and perfect the mousetrap or a better mousetrap. I mean, it's just their searches. I mean, it's just it's unbelievable how you type in one letter and it knows that you're searching for some obscure thing based on the fact that I guess, you know, your search history on your device led them to believe that by typing in the letter A, you're most likely looking for...
Well, Rich also believes that they maybe have listened to
Antarctic
things that you're talking
facts.
About.
There's right, no doubt about
listening
it.
To the things that you say, and that comes up also
oh, yeah.
on
I don't,
phone.
I don't know if that's limited to Google, but I think in general, social media
sure
sites...
I'm sure and, they're probably all using it to some degree and, you know, serving up the ads to you based on...
Wait, I'm getting something on my feed. It says, no, we're not listening to you.
No, we're not listening to you. Well, you are. Yes, you are. Don't lie.
Says we're not lying.
But, you know, when I never search for something on my phone and then I'm talking about it in a conversation and then I'll go back to the toothbrush story that we had and Ron and I are on the phone talking to somebody who was thinking about bringing this very unique toothbrush to the United States from overseas or whatever it was. It's a very unique type of toothbrush.
It's from Nassau.
It was from
NASA.
NASA, yeah. It was from, I think, NASA. And that, no.
Nassau, Bahamas?
Yeah. Probably. It was from the Nassau, Bahamas. And all of a sudden, I had toothbrush ads popping up on my phone. I showed it to him. I looked at him. I never looked up a toothbrush ad ever in my life.
That's like those sex posts that I see from the New York Post.
Dude, could you stop with this already? Like, come on.
I think, you know, we all have our theories on that one for you, Ron, but that's okay. That's for another show much
it's
later
not fake
than
news, I don't think.
He can't understand. I don't get Derek, do you get those posts?
I get a few things, but Ron seems to be flooded with them for some reason.
Chris, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything like that, but do you get those
I got one right now.
What do you think Chris is looking at?
Are you a frequenter of
this
those types
a perfect
of websites?
It's time to take a commercial break.
You know what we do? We have to. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner in charge of your company's digital marketing, finding the right company to trust with your digital advertising dollars can be challenging. Not with Thump Local. Thump Local is a rapidly growing digital marketing agency. They're so confident in their work, instead of driving you directly to their website, they want you to check out their reviews for yourself. Google Thump Local. That's THUMP Local. Call 516-796-0009 or just send an email to radio@thumplocal.com to set up a free consultation.
And we just wanted to mention our friends over at High Bar Shirt, Located in Newark, New Jersey, High Bar Shirt Company is one of the oldest shirt manufacturers in America. Listen, the RH Factor wears their shirts, so hey. With their dedication to quality, craftsmanship, and detail, your shopping experience will be easy, fun, and affordable. Go to highbarshirt.com today and customize your shirt. Platinum Pest Control has been serving New York and New Jersey residential and commercial clients happily for over 20 years. Now, their uniformed technicians are highly trained and are fully licensed and insured. With prompt, reliable, and personal service, they have become New York's premier pest control service. Now, with a customer service guarantee, you can't go wrong. We won't rest until we get rid of your pest. Don't wait. Call now. 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. That's 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. You'll be glad you did.
And we are back.
Welcome back, us.
Welcome back.
I just wanted to mention the fact that...
Do you know I actually saw, crazy as it may seem?
Welcome
I
back.
Missed a car. No, somebody who had a license plate driving in front of me. I should have taken a picture, but I missed a car to a license plate.
No, it's Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter.
That's interesting.
I'm sorry. What were you going to say, Derek?
So, yeah, there is this Chinese acrobats show, The Acrobats of China. Coming up in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It's November 4th at 3 p.m. And tickets are on sale now. You can go to lmtours.net. That's like Lewis Mary T-O-U-R-S.net. lmtours.net. Go get your tickets. You have a little while left to secure them. And, yeah, why not go see a great show November 4th in Bridgeport, Connecticut. lmtours.net.
I'm going.
I thought you were totally kidding about the Chinese acrobats.
No. It's awesome stuff.
I was waiting for the punchline.
No.
You're actually going too, I think.
Am I really?
Yep.
We're going?
Yep.
See, you don't even know how cool you are.
Let's go.
So anyway, unrelated to acrobats, if you've been in an accident or injured.
Well, it absolutely is related to acrobats.
That's a pretty dangerous job if you're an acrobat.
You could make that connection, I guess, if you want to say, hey, you know, if you're in the show or you're on the sidelines,
like,
and
don't
get
say that. You're going to upset management.
No. They're going to be fine. I'm sure they're pros. But if you were in a car accident or like a one of those, or like if you were in a work-related accident or a slip and fall, whatever it might be, check out Weinstein, Chase, Messinger, and Peters. They have over $500 million in recoveries for their clients. And you could check them out at WCMPlaw.com. Or you can give them a call at 718-304-0550. Weinstein, Chase, Messinger, and Peters, WCMPlaw.com, 718-304-0550. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing because there's a lot
somebody,
of High Bar guy
that's Bo Dietl, I think.
Activity. Oh, Bo Dietl's hanging out with High Bar guy?
Guy gets around.
We got to get some pictures. Whoever it is, it will
be
lucky
enough
to get a picture with High Bar guy. Guys, I just wanted to mention reviews.
Yes.
Okay. If you've been listening to the show, or if you've been living on planet Earth, you know that reviews are very important. So, yes, our review generation and online reputation management division, ReviewStars.com, which is what we use to help get our clients more reviews on Google, Facebook, and any site that really matters to them. And then hopefully we can spread the positive feedback around the internet, which is what we do.
It's eye candy.
It is great. And the slogan at ReviewStars is bad at some things, good at reviews. So what I would just like to say is let's do bad at some things because we heard the music. We know about ReviewStars. We know it can help your business. But
Well, since it's your birthday and you're bad at telling people that it's your birthday, you should probably
you want me to go first?
Be the only person that does this tonight.
So, guys, I was out in the country recently. As I
out of the country or out in the country?
In the country.
NASA?
In Nassau.
I was at, just in the outskirts of NASA. And now, this doesn't have to do with the spaceship landing. But yeah, so I one of the things I noticed that I was bad at was basically being like a city kid or a city boy, however you want to put it. I'm like, there's insects, there's bugs, and I'm like, you
incest?
Know. Well, I mean, I can't comment on that, but there's bugs.
I thought he said incest.
Everywhere.
What?
And
in the city, there probably is. Well, I'm just saying, that's what he said.
I said insects.
Oh.
See, this is why you get those things on your feed.
Never
on
mind.
Facebook.
Just coincidentally.
But anyways, you know, it's like, you know my cousin Vinny, where he hears the owl and he starts shooting his gun.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Great line.
I'm like, you know, I left some stuff in the car, and it's just pitch dark up there. You can't see anything. And now I got to get to the car, which is like, you know, maybe 20, 30 yards away. I got to run out there, and the whole time I just feel like animals' eyes on me, like I'm prey. I just feel like I'm being stalked or hunted, and I'm like sweating, and I'm trying to get whatever I got to get out of the car.
Twilight zone.
And I'm literally like running from like the house to the car. Like,
were you afraid?
Yeah, I'm afraid like a bear is going to like rip my head off. And it's just another thing that I'm bad at is basically being, you know, city folk.
So you're like a wuss.
Yeah, that's one way to put it, sure.
I thought you like going to the country.
No, I do, but in the daytime, I like it. When it's really dark, pitch dark up there, and there's, you know, there's mountain lion, and there's...
When we moved from the city to the suburbs in Jersey, my wife wanted to move back because she said, where are the streetlights?
Yeah. It gets a little freaky. Especially when there's animals that you're not familiar with up there.
What was that?
I think it was an animal. See? These are the noises you hear. You hear coyote. They're howling.
What is that?
They're trying to call you out. Anyway, guys, my bad at some things has been going on too long, but review stars.
That's another thing that you're bad at.
Bad at some things.
You've wasted our whole
show. Well, you're commenting. You're like egging me on. But anyway, so Ron, let's go to you.
Well, we're kind of almost out of time.
Nope.
So I'm thinking.
Are we?
Yeah, I mean, you.
All right, who wants to do something quick?
I think Rich should talk real quickly because he's
and we're out of time.
And again, thanks to see you. Thanks to see you. Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks to see you.
Thanks to see you.
Incest.
Let's close strong on that. Thanks to see you.
Thanks to see you.
Anyway, guys, thanks to see you. Have a good night.
Thanks to see you.
From the.